Welcome to Nonprofit Success, the podcast that's all about being the ultimate marketing and promotion resource for nonprofit leaders. I'm Justin Raymond, and today I want to talk about TikTok.
Now, when you think about TikTok, what comes to mind is probably either a fairy tale or that crocodile from Peter Pan. But that's not what I'm talking about.
What I'm talking about is an extremely popular social media platform that has taken over. It's done what other social media apps haven't been able to do. Creating some other kind of app that's able to exist, that able to work along Facebook and Instagram, where Facebook and Instagram still dominate the market, but there's still a place for TikTok, and I'm about to share that with you, and you'll understand why. So you want to know how popular it is? There's over 1 billion total downloads of this TikTok app. And that's obviously globally. And there's been 663 million downloads in 2018 alone. So it's a fad, it's trendy, it's hot right now. And when you think about your nonprofit's marketing strategy and where you're posting on social media, this social media platform specifically focuses on or is more geared towards teenagers. So in the previous episode, I can't remember what number it is, we talked about figuring out who your ideal audience is. Who's the audience you need to be reaching to get people to donate, to get people to be advocates, to get people to join your cause. And if you figured out who your audience is, who your audience base is, and if one of those audiences that you want to target is teenagers, then this is the app for you. Now, you're probably wondering, what is TikTok, right? I told you there's all of these downloads. There's billions of downloads. Sorry, not billions. Why have billions when you can have millions? There's over a billion downloads for this app. And I told you that the user demographic is geared towards teenagers, more specifically 13 to 18 years old. And so what this app is, it's kind of similar to Vine, if you remember Vine. It is a straight video app. It's a viral video platform, and it allows people to connect and share information through video. And I believe that each video is like 15 seconds long. And they say the average user spends 46 minutes per day in this app. And now, I don't know how much time is spent creating a video to share with your friends, but in 46 minutes, you can watch over 150 videos. I mean, it's crazy. If they're 15 seconds long, it's crazy the amount of information that they can consume. So if teenagers are on this app 46 minutes per day, there's over a billion downloads. If that's not something that's important to your nonprofit, and then I have, so now if that's important to you, I have some tips that I want to share with you for how you can use this. So like I said, this is a viral video platform. And one of the things they do consistently, at least from what I've seen, I haven't posted anything yet, but I've seen a lot of posts and what people are creating. There's lots of challenges on here. And this app gives you the ability to edit whatever video you post and attach music to it. It used to be called Musical.ly, but it was purchased and now it's called TikTok. You can attach music to it. So most of the videos are lip syncing. And so it's literally attached to, I think, Spotify is one of the things it's attached to. And so as a nonprofit organization, you can go in Spotify and create this playlist for these users that's related to what you do. And so you have this playlist of songs that tie into your cause, your mission, and then you can share that, and then other people can post videos with that music. And then on top of that, so when I say that people are doing videos, they do challenges all day long, and these challenges are tied in to music and dance moves. So your nonprofit organization can figure out how to create a challenge. And when you create a challenge, there's a hashtag that comes along with it. And so think about what hashtag you would want to use for your organization that would kind of shine a light on your cause and what you do and tie that into a challenge. So those are a couple ways that you can use it. Like I said, it's a video platform. There's music, there's hashtags. It's all about staying within the platform. So it allows you to put a face and a personality onto your nonprofit. It's another way to connect and see what you guys are about and to connect with the teenage group, the millennials. This app seems to do that really well. So you come up with a Spotify playlist that you can use or users can use, come up with a challenge that is a specific hashtag and see if that takes off. And if that grows viral, that'll get you lots of attention. And then also join in on the trends. See what the challenges are. And if the challenge fits your nonprofit's personality, your brand, join along with it. For example, I can't remember the song. I might mess this up. I think it's maybe I'll Take Care of You or I'll Be Here for You, one of the songs. And in the video, all you see is a hand with the hand open up and the person runs over to it and puts their chin on it. And it might sound weird hearing it on the podcast, and it sounds weird for me saying it, but that's a trend. The song scene, the person sticks their hand out, the person, random people run over, stick their chin on their hand, and that's the video. And, you know, that has taken off. It's gone viral. And so I saw a doctor's office do this, and pretty much the video was about how a doctor will be there for you. So they kind of spun the trend, kind of spun the fad, and used that to their advantage. So their practice got attention. They got attention from millennials, from that teenage group, which is good. Any kind of attention like that is good. So this was TikTok, over 1 billion downloads, growing rapidly. I recommend that you download it, check it out, and see how you can incorporate it into your market strategy. So thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.